Hi, everybody. Welcome to the new folks in the room. So really, really pleased to welcome back Georg, George, Kevin, and Johan, who presented last year and are back today to present on early insights on aligning FOSS and funders. And when you start, it would be helpful if you just explain the format when you do questions, and otherwise, take it away.
Awesome. Thank you for the introduction. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having us back here. It was so much fun last year when we shared our research findings that we decided this gives us energy to do another research project, and we are back here to share again what we learned. Last year, what we left was with the question about the funders that are working in funding open source and the projects and that intersection specifically. And so we really wanted to hear from the funders and dig in on how they are doing their decisions on what to fund, how do they evaluate that, how do they report on the impact. And we used that because we also want to then help bridge that with the open source communities and projects. When they understand how funding works, then they can better plug into that funding. So that's kind of the premise that we started with. And we did a round of interviews, and we're sharing some insights from that. And we also hosted a workshop this morning where we brought together several funders from the open source space and already discussed our research findings. And it's amazing how much we learned just from a two-hour conversation this morning. So we'll also share some really new, hot-off-the-press insights that we have yet to really digest. So you're the first ones we are talking this through with. If it's a little bit raw, I hope you enjoy the process that research is. Sometimes it's not polished and messy along the way. We are Johan, Kevin, and Georg. You see it on the slides. Johan is at the Research Institute in Sweden. Kevin is at the Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska. And I am an open source strategist and director of sales at Biturgia. And so I'm going to pass this on to Kevin to talk about start talking about the details, and then at the and when we get back to me, I have a bonus if we still have time for you. Kevin.
Thank you, Georg. So I'd also like to point out all three of us are also members of the Chaos Project. This presentation, we're going to present a slide that has some kind of key insight or key takeaways from our interviews. With representatives from 20 funding organizations. And then we're going to do a follow-up slide where we have tried to capture some feedback and capture some ideas that we received during the workshop where we presented these same key ideas. Right? So at a high level, I'll start with kind of what we learned from funders about vision, strategy, and their impact logic. And the first thing I'd like to point out is that the way we talk about metrics is not neutral, right? So the way we talk about impact shapes what gets funded, what gets measured, and ultimately the way that work is valued, right? The funder's vision shapes everything, including what counts as impact related to what I just said. And generally, the funders that we've interviewed have described how they create logic chains, and impact is measured directly through those logic chains, which means that there's no such thing as neutral outcomes, right? So funding impact is related directly to these logic chains. When we presented this work at our workshop, we had a lot of interesting discussions. One of the interesting things that that came up during those discussions was around how most of our funders kind of work under this trust model, right, where they aim to explicitly donate to people that they trust to do the work, right? And I would like to point out that the funders that were represented in our interviews were not from government agencies, so that particular group is missing from our data. So the trust model was very, very common with the funders that we've talked to, but we've also they also told us that the model is fragile, right? So when trust is personal rather than institutional, organizations can become vulnerable when people leave that organization, right? When people retire or when relationships should break down. We were also told that one of the ways that funders build these logic chains is through the goal signal metric model, which I'm sure you've already all probably heard of to some degree. The goal signal metric model can be used to create impact logic, breaking down goals into questions to ask, signals to look for, and then metrics that can be used to measure those signals. Okay. Around operationalizing impact, sorry. I'm not going to be able to say it at this point, so it's we're too far in. So if someone wants to shout it out, please do. Thank you. So what we heard in our interviews is that short-term deliverables dominate how impact is operationalized. Sustainability work is often undervalued because success often looks like nothing happened. Right? It's really hard to measure sustainability. Interestingly, around sustainability, a lot of the folks we talked to often talked about sustainability in terms of risk mitigation. Funding structures themselves bias what can be measured. For example, grants kind of lead to short-term impact.